FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Social Development says it's investigating what caused the deaths of two children on the south coast. The children, aged 2 and 6, from the Kapane village in Umzumbe, fell ill on Monday and died the next day. It's believed it was after their family allegedly ate contaminated food at the weekend. Another child, aged 11, and an elderly woman were also hospitalized. The department visited the family this week. MEC Mbalishinga says they can't speculate the cause of death.
The mother of the children herself also sick, had stomach cramps, vomiting and diarrhea because of this unknown thing that happened. So we will request that as soon as we get the test results, we will be briefing everyone, the media, the community, because the worst thing we would want to see is the outbreak in this matter, because we really don't know what is it that they might have consumed.
And the NPA says withdrawing charges against former sports minister Zizi Godwa was the only sensible thing to do. It abandoned its prosecution of Godwa and his co-accused former EOH executive Jehan McKay in Gauteng court this morning. The former minister was implicated in a 1.6 million rand graft case and accused of accepting bribes in return for his influence over IT tenders for the government. NPA spokesperson Pindi Mjonondwane.
The decision was mitigated by the successful representations lodged by both Godwa and McKay. The DPP comprehensively studied the contents of the docket, the reports of the regional head of the Specialized Commercial Crimes Unit and the prosecutor, and further had a consultation together with a panel of deputies that were advising him. The NPA will continue to discharge its prosecutorial discretion without fear, favor, and prejudice.
And abroad, a fresh weather alert has been issued in southwest Spain just days after the east of the country saw a year's worth of rainfall in just 8 hours. Intense flash floods have claimed more than 150 lives, with many others still missing. Further homes were evacuated overnight over fears of a reservoir overflowing. Hundreds more soldiers have been helping rescuers in Valencia search damaged buildings and cars for an unknown number still trapped. Sky News correspondent Adam Parsons is there.
The infrastructure of these places is really struggling to cope. I've seen one police car in this town so far this morning. All of the locals are doing the clearing up themselves.
Your top story this hour, KZN Social Development says it's investigating what caused the deaths of two children on the south coast. The children from Umzumbe died on Tuesday, allegedly after eating contaminated food. For Newswatch and N4 Dineo Mpahlele, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.